Hi guys, I'm Rumi and this is the Tea Time Podcast. So after last week's episode regarding minding your business and staying out of my uterus, that Oh Baby episode number two, I got a lot of flack. People were saying, oh, why is this episode so short? Oh my God, I was just finally getting into it. How could you do this to us? So, on top of that, and the fact that this week's episode was late, I decided to do a double episode for you guys so you can enjoy it over the weekend. You are welcome. It's 2020, the year of... I don't even know how do we classify this year? The year of nothing going according to plan? I'm sure there's a word for that somewhere. Yeah, it's not coming to me right now. However, this is 2020, the year where anything that can go wrong possibly might. The year that, you know, we should be careful and watch our steps and watch our actions and mind our thoughts. The year of uncertainty. That's it. This is 2020. And because audacity seems to be at an all-time high this year, I wanted to talk a little bit about boundaries because it's important, right? So, first of all, let me just say that you are allowed to say no to anyone and anything that disturbs your peace or makes you uncomfortable. It doesn't matter who, it doesn't matter what. I could have your work. No, it not gonna work. I am not here for it. So what boundaries are really is how you allow others to treat you. In a nutshell, the dictionary definition reads: personal boundaries are guidelines, rules, or limits that a person creates to identify reasonable, safe, and permissible ways for other people to behave towards them and how they will respond when someone passes those limits. So, what I said, just with more words, right? Quick story. When I was growing up, I had no idea what boundaries were. And by growing up, I meant when I was like 8-ish. Like between 18, 8, between 18. Between 8 and the starting high school thereabout, when I lived with the other human who helped to meet me. So another story. I wasn't allowed to have an opinion, to rebut, to share my feelings, anything like that. I was told that kids are supposed to be seen and not heard, and pretty much that my voice, it didn't really matter. Now, as an adult, after having to learn about boundaries and learn to trust myself and all of that, looking back, I know it affected how I saw myself. In the initial stages, it was hard for me to make decisions on my own. And it was super hard for me to trust myself. I mean, I literally had no idea who I was and what I was into. Normally, kids would develop a sense of self, if that makes sense. They'd grow into their own beings, you know, they develop their personalities from a young age. And I don't feel like I had that. I felt like that was taken from me. I wasn't outspoken. I had zero knowledge of self. And I became resentful. I mean, I was envious of the people who knew who they were and what they stood for. And I had to go through the process of learning me. I'm actually still learning me. And having to trust my inner voice through a lot, I want to stress on the a lot of trial and error. So I felt like I was starting from behind the starter block and I had to play catch up. Thing is, I still see it to this day, especially in parenting. When they treat kids like they aren't their individual persons, like with thoughts, feelings, and emotion, just like adults. And the universe know it's one of my biggest pet peeves. I believe that within reason, of course, that you shouldn't force kids to do anything. Like, stop forcing them to hug, kiss, spend time around, or do things with folks that they really aren't into. You know what I mean? Listen to why they don't want to do certain things. Sometimes it's because something happened. Or them inner sense, them sixth sense, them intuition just not click to the person. Like, they are little humans who also have their personal boundaries. And no, me no want kiss Uncle Tom on him lips because he's a creep. I'm not comfortable with him. Stop forcing me to do that. A few unhealthy boundaries would look something like always saying yes. Right? Or saying yes when you mean no. Going against what you believe. Putting other people before you. Falling in love quickly with anyone who helps or pays attention to you. Jumping to and from relationships. And also not respecting other people's boundaries. Like, things like these, like forcing or not imposing boundaries, right, on your children. Because I personally think that's where it starts from. Like, this is not something that you develop through adulthood. I think strong kids become strong adults unless something really drastic happens and changes all of that. But strong kids, for the most part, become really strong adults who know who they are and what they're about, right? So if it is that you don't instill these things in your children from early, it follows them into adulthood with all these negative traits, and then people will take advantage of them, or better yet, if they have poor boundaries, oftentimes what they do is they violate the boundaries of others, that they don't respect other people's boundaries, which becomes a problem. Healthy boundaries will look like knowing that you have a right to what you're feeling and your thoughts. In other words, it's saying that, yo, no make nobody tell you nothing. If something makes you upset or if something makes you angry, you have a right to feel upset. You have a right to feel angry. You have a right to feel sad. You have a right to all your emotions, right? It's also knowing what works for you and what doesn't. Like, these are the things that are negotiable. These are the things that are non-negotiable. If you do these things, this is what will happen. I will walk. And this is more geared towards relationships, for example. Me not gonna take no bone from you. You cheat by me, make a left. Like, that's you setting a boundary. It's a healthy boundary. you also need to know that you matter, just like everybody else, and that there's no need to put yourself last. So you being a yes man or a yes woman or always making yourself available to people isn't necessarily a good thing. I've lived on this earth long enough to know that you could do all the good in the world. That means absolutely nothing. It doesn't mean that good is going to follow you or that people are going to treat you how you treat them. And to be really honest, you can't pour from an empty cup. I've experienced that myself this week. If nothing is there, nothing is there. Take some time for you, relax, recuperate, come back to yourself. Trust yourself. Trust your gut. Trust what you feel. Trust your intuition. This is something that I definitely struggle with to this day. Trusting how I feel about something. Like, was I wrong? I question myself often. As you guys know, I talk to myself a lot. I'm very self-aware. I have self-therapy sessions, you know, where I go through incidents or go through whatever is happening in my life at the time that's bothering me. And I ask myself questions. Was I wrong? Was I too harsh here? Did I handle this correctly? All of that. But I'm learning now to trust myself. If I feel a certain way, I feel a certain way. It is what it is. Like, I'm justified to feel how I feel. My emotions are mine. And my favorite, absolutely, absolutely favorite, is saying no and walking away from anything or anyone that doesn't serve you. I.e. strengthening your cutoff game. There are people in my life that I thought I could not live without. Thinking about that, no, that sounds crazy, because I've always been, like, since I've moved out and after high school started working, I've always been on my own. I've always done for myself. Like, it's always just been me. So to look back right now and to think that at one point in my life I thought that there were people in my life that would have dead if they weren't near, it's like, girl, what in the bloody hell were you thinking? Boundaries are a lifelong journey, and they'll probably change as you change. Like, some things that affected you a year ago made you uncomfortable might not affect you the same this year, and there's really nothing wrong with that. Poor boundaries lead to codependency and a poor sense of self and desperate need for love and validation. In other words, a narcissist's dream. So if you don't have no boundaries set up as to how you want to be treated or as to how people around you should act towards you, then it's going to be a world of hurt. I have stories that I could tell about my boundaryless days, because I had no idea what boundaries are and that I had control over myself. But I'm not trying to get too personal, right? I think the more that you find out who you are and the more that you love yourself and you set healthy guidelines, then the better you can love and respect others and their guidelines. Like, it just makes an overall easy and seamless living. And just a tip, if you've set a boundary and someone continuously pushes that boundary or crosses the lines that you've drawn, then that person isn't really meant to be on your journey with you. That person is a distraction. Whether them say them love you, and I'm doing ear quotes right now, even though you can't see, but whether they love you, or not. So if I tell you don't call me after 10 p.m. for whatever reason, I mean, this is simple and this is the best excuse I could, example I could come up with right now. But if I tell you don't call me after 10 p.m. and you constantly call after 10, despite me saying that, stop it, I don't like it, then what's going to eventually happen is that you're just no longer going to be a part of my life. And I've been in situations where people have done things to make me uncomfortable. Like, it happened one time and I'm like, I don't really like you doing that, so don't do it anymore, please. And they apologize. They're like, all right, cool, no problem, I won't do it again. And then like a few weeks later, they do the same thing and I'm like, we talked about this a few weeks ago and you promised not to do it. It's like, oh shit, I'm sorry. I'm like, all right, cool, second time. But then the third time it happened, I'm like, we talked about this. This is the third time and you're doing the same thing and you're disguising it as a joke. It's not funny. It's making me uncomfortable. At this point, I no longer care what this person has to say. Like, I am fully done. I am not interested. And what I did, I just blocked the person. I'm like, if we're going to continuously challenge my boundaries and if I'm going to continuously if I'm going to continuously remind you what my boundaries are and what I like and I dislike, then you're really just wasting my time. Like, it's pointless for me to be here doing this with you when I could be doing this with somebody else who respects me. And I think that's what it really boils down to: respect and love. If you respect and love me, then you'd understand my boundaries and not push me to this point. So that's it. That's all I have to say. Just be mindful, because 2020 is showing up a lot of people and a lot of their colors, and these folks are taking advantage of everything and pushing every limit. So you have to be strong and firm in who you are and what you stand for. Until I talk again and you listen, keep smiling, stay safe, and see you next week.